churches out there, all the buildings out there, Baptist, so, Methodist, I'm Lutheran, Anabaptist, Roman Catholic, Jehovah's Witness, they're all made of man. Christ started his New Testament church back when he was there, right? Those all came 1500 to 1800 years after. So man created those systems. So we're out here, we left it all. When you study the Word of God and you test what the pastors and the priests are teaching, it doesn't line up with what the Word of God says. So we're out here to warn people, test yourself. Don't just believe us. You should never just believe anybody. Always test them to the Word of God. I test my husband, and he's a preacher of righteousness. I test every word he says to the Word of God. So we're preaching the biblical gospel. I don't know if anybody's ever shared that with you. Do you go to a church at all? Do you know about Jesus Christ?
I mean, like a little bit, like basics, pretty much.
Okay, like his death, burial, and resurrection, and he came to die for the sins of the world, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now most of the churches teach that, but what they don't teach you is repentance. And repentance is a time in your life. You're living your life right now. It's a time when you go, you know what? I don't want to live for this life anymore. I want to live for Christ. And you forsake everything in your life, and your mind changes to follow after Christ with all that you are. And that means you're willing to pick up your cross. Yep. It means you're willing to lose your whole entire life, like Jesus said. And if you do that with a willing heart, you'll be born again. Have you ever heard of that? Being born again means that you told God you want to serve him with all that you are. You're willing to stop all your sins the best you can. He'll help you. You're willing to lose anything to strive to get into the kingdom of heaven. He'll give you his Holy Spirit within you. That's called being born from above. Being adopted into his kingdom. And then through the Holy Spirit, he gives you the strength to walk in holiness and obedience. I used to be a drunk, a fornicator, a druggie. I was a wild and crazy woman. And when I turned from that, he made me a new creation inside and out, a new heart, a new mind. And I followed after him in holiness and obedience through the scriptures, the Bible. And then you keep doing that until the day you die. And you'll be able to spend eternal life with God as opposed to like an eternal torment and death in hell. Because there's heaven and there's hell. And you probably know that, right? And the only way to get to heaven is through that biblical gospel. And on the back of it, all the churches out there, every single church we found teaches at least one, if not many, of these things. And these are sins. And there's more, many more sins that almost every single one of them are teaching. These people have a whole bunch of sin. We were here talking to him yesterday. They don't teach all of the scriptures. He even admitted it. So be careful. Stay away from the church people. Because
they're just trying to teach me some bogus stuff, trying to teach me fake stuff.
The churches? Yep. Yeah. There's one church, if you want to call that. The real word for that is called ecclesia. See how to live for God. You live in this world, but you're not of it. We walk around in here, we're not participating in it. We preach to the church people, we're not participating in it. We live our lives for God. You give up all your entertainment, your pride, your vanity, all your hobbies, all these idle time wasters, and just serve it all and give it all to the Lord. So what it means is, if you want to go to heaven, you have to make a decision in your life, because you got a faith. And we're here to help you if you need more and read the scriptures, start in the New Testament, and go through that and trust that God will help you understand it, help you walk in truth, help you not be deceived. That was one thing I prayed when I was brand new in Christ. I was 39 when I got told the gospel and was born again. We have 5 children and grandchildren that don't want anything to do with us because we serve the Lord, and we're okay with that. It hurts, but we're okay with it because we want to serve God. He said few are going to make it. So what you need to do, make a decision in your life. Either you want to live for the world and you're going to burn in hell for all of eternity for not living for God, or you make a commitment in your heart and you say, God, please help me. I'm willing to give up everything. I want to serve you. I want to be with you in heaven. And he will help you. So be very careful. You're not deceived by people. Not even us. Even if I never hear from you again and you don't even look at our website, if you take this away from our conversation, stay away from all the church people. Take, not forever, but you don't ever want to join them. If they're in a building and they're teaching all that stuff, they're wrong. What you want to do is take some time for you and God and no influence, no false influence until you know how to test. Now, if you want, you can check out our website. I'd be happy to email with you. How old are you?
I'm 14.
Oh, you're 14. I thought you were older. But your mom's, your mom and dad are letting you walk around out here. We're usually careful about people who are younger. So take some time and trust. That's what I had learned. Trust that Jesus will help guide you. Trust God. God and Jesus are the same. You know that, right?
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit is, it's like three in one. Trust your life with Him. Not the world, not people. And your mom and dad, maybe, I don't know anything about them. If they're religious, they might be going, oh, what's going on with you? That's not right.
I don't like my mom and dad. They're out of my life.
Oh, okay. So are you really attached to anybody in this life? Are you willing to just lose it all? To serve Christ. Keep that. Keep that in your heart and your mind, and remember you said that because God heard you say that, or he saw you nod. So if there's something within you that really wants to serve the Lord, can I tell you a quick story? When I was younger, I was in sixth grade. I was living in a wicked, worldly household, porn, abuse, all kinds of things. And my parents went to church. They were Lutherans. I saw through the hypocrisy of it years, for all those years. When I was in sixth grade, I told God, I was like, I want to live for you. I want to be good. And I asked my mom to help me, and she laughed at me. She's like, you can walk the 7 miles into town. And it really bothered me, but it set it in my heart. And it took me all those years to find the truth, because this is deceiving, that one's deceiving, that one's deceiving. It's when you stop doing all that and you can think clearly and see clearly the scriptures. The Bible is the word of God, and you can believe every word in it. You got to be careful on some of the translations. And you can get a Bible on your phone. How many of those men went into the Holy Ghost? Tell you what, if you want to at least, email me. I'm Sister Amen. And I'll tell you where you can get a good Bible app on your phone. And what it does is you can press and hold on the words, and it tells you what the Greek and the Hebrew words really mean. It's really, really helpful. And you can dig, I'll help you, or you can do it on your own, and I'll be praying for you.
Thank you.
All right, take care. It was nice talking to you. We love you in the Lord.
Don't say that I'm predicting only.